Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chuck Ellis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Chuck Ellis. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Kane. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell bunts towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane fires to first and picks off Sternweiss. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chuck Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chuck Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zerilla. The throw from Tebbets and he is safe. Zerilla steals second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sternweiss takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chuckalis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kane moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Kane moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 0-for-1 in the game. Chuckalis hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chuckalis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive towards second. Fox catches it and steps on second to double up Chapman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis is 0 for 2 in the game. Chuckalis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Bob Kane. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. Fox scores. Massey moves to second. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Massey scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Bob Lemon now pitching. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bud Stewart now playing left field. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sternweiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields the ball and throws to Dorisch covering. Safe. Sternweiss moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Sam Chapman now playing left field. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson fields the ball and throws to Lemon covering. Safe. Zarrilla moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tebbets fields it and throws to third for the out. Busby moves to second. One out. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Phil Massey. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby scores. Fox moves to second. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. Fox moves to third. Lehner moves to second. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Niearhas now catching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-3 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker strikes out. One out. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out.